Today is one of those special days in sports where I get to use the same headline for two different stories from two different sports. The headline is simply Jets blow out Chicago, because it happened twice on Sunday. Starting in the NFL, where the Bears were in New Jersey to take on the New York Jets, the Bears quarterback Justin Fields was scratched 90 minutes before kickoff with a shoulder injury, which gave Trevor Siemian the start. Jets quarterback Mike White threw for three touchdown passes as the Jets blew out Chicago 31-10. Siemian was 14 of 25 for 179 yards and one touchdown and one interception. Monday Night Football tonight is Pittsburgh at the Indianapolis Colts at 8:15. The other part of the Jets blowout Chicago headline is in the NHL, where the Blackhawks were home to face the Winnipeg Jets. The scoring came early and often from Winnipeg, as the Jets blew out Chicago 7-2 at United Center. The Blackhawks have lost seven straight. Tonight, the Red Wings host Toronto at 7 o'clock. Detroit has won four straight. In the NBA, the Pistons played without four starters, fell to the Cleveland Cavaliers 102-94 in Detroit on Sunday. Cade Cunningham, Jaden Ivey, Isaiah Stewart, and Bojan Bogdanovic all sat out because of injuries. Marvin Bagley III had 19 points for Detroit. Indiana fell to the LA Clippers 114-100. Tonight, the Bulls are in Utah at 9 o'clock to face the Jazz, and the Pacers remain in LA to face the Lakers at 10:30. College basketball on Sunday, number 12 Michigan State edged out Portland 78-77 in the fifth-place game of the Phil Knight Invitational. Tyson Walker led the Spartans with 15 points. Eastern Michigan fell to UC San Diego 66-63. Imani Bates had 17 for the Eagles. In women's college basketball, the Michigan State women fell to number 18 Oregon 86-78 in the third-place game of the Phil Knight Invitational out in Portland. Kamaria McDaniel led the Spartans with 28. Number 22 Michigan won the Gulf Coast Showcase Tournament with an 84-75 win over 21st-ranked Baylor. Emily Kaiser led the Wolverines with 26 points. Of course, college football is still buzzing about Michigan's 45-23 blowout win over Ohio State on Saturday. The Wolverines will face Purdue in the Big Ten title game on Saturday at 8 o'clock in Indianapolis. The new college football AP poll still has Georgia at number 1, but Michigan is now number 2. TCU moves up to 3. USC is number 4. Ohio State drops to 5th. Notre Dame drops to 19th after their loss to USC on Saturday night. In other Big Ten news, Nebraska and Wisconsin have both named their new head coaches. Former Carolina Panthers coach Matt Rhule is now taking over at Nebraska, while former Ohio State interim coach and Cincinnati coach Luke Fickell has been hired by Wisconsin. And today marks the opening of the high school winter sports season across the state of Michigan. Girls basketball tonight starts with just a handful of games, including Goals at Lawrence at 6 o'clock. St. Joe and Lakeshore begin their seasons on Tuesday. For the rest of the scores from last night and the schedules for today's games, visit the podcast page on this station's website. With your morning sports for Monday, November 28th, I'm Dave Wolfe.